where 25 feet is. So the rest of the building, Trinity Hall, stays as exists today and has existed many years ago. Pre-existing condition, we have a little bump out here, just up the northeast corner where that doorway is. Runs for a couple linear feet. We have a parking variance. And I suspect it would probably be a variance based upon Plan A. I believe in that plan, we have 29 parking spaces, that's the parking, 29 parking spaces. And we also have a sign variance. We have a second sign on the north facade.
What is the parking variance? If you have 29, how much do you, how much additional variance?
Well, they're required to have.
It was 63, was it? You have 29, or is it four?
Oh, it's just kind of. I have my notes.
I have it written down.
My understanding was 53. And we're providing 29. Now, grab you off by space. Well, maybe Mark can check that while we're on. So that was 50.
Yes.
Required, 29 required, it's a good question.
What's the, 24 what?
Need a variance for.
For 24 spaces.
Parking spaces.
Done.
To be added to what you already.
Right.
Now, I think it comes back to that, we can, we do that plan B, we can more parking, but it's less of a variance, so. We're requesting that we be able to keep the lights on and sign for the facility, which is true. Now, there were other conditions in that, original resolution, which would be modified, which for the activity, which would propose the rear yard. Again, we're not proposing any entertainment, but we are proposing the ability to use the rear yard, the understanding that the gates will close as set forth on the plan at 10 p.m. We are requesting seating, the plantings, the boardwalk, cornhole games, and that was all restricted in the prior approval.
When you say boardwalk, you mean the walkway down to the waterfront?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Walkway?
The one that proceeds in the westerly direction.
Okay, just clarifying.
Yes, thank you. Of course, the physical improvements we're asking for approval on, the canopy around the area, the sound attenuation panels that we plan to put in there, the drop down panels from the awning.
There's no service in the rear beyond the patio dining area.
And there are, I believe, a couple design waivers. There was initially a waiver and was recommended that be granted by Mr. Hoag, a waiver of environmental impact report. Parking within front yard, which I previously mentioned, off-street parking, 15-foot buffer requirement, and loading areas, loading zones, dual requirements. Partial waiver for landscaping being provided around buildings. We have mostly potted plants around the building.
In the front of the revised parking diagram, you say you're having 3 foot bed and trees, the same as lot four, but they aren't indicated on the plan. It's just written in there. You're going to carry the trees across the front of the parking lot?
This is lot five, Dave?
On lot five, yeah.
Okay.
On lot five?
Yeah, I heard you, Dave. I'm trying to see if I can get Mark to give me an answer on that.
Well, we can.
So
You have an arrow indicating 3-foot planting bed and shade trees, same as lot four, but you don't show them in the diagram. On your B, the alternate parking diagram, B.
Two.
Two.
You mean where?
Wait on my resolution, because it's gonna be all plan two, alternate.
Well, I see. Yeah, that's, that'll be there. It's the tree trees that are not shown.
I know you indicated you didn't draw them in, I don't know if that's.
No, they're, I'm gonna make sure.
So just over there, what's intended? This is showing to this, this CTA plan.
Right.
Constructed as we speak.
Do we need to check with the streetscape plan for the clock?
So it's further back, it's on the front.
Okay.
It's off the right of way.
Just checking.
So the trees that they planted all downtown and through the whole town and not gonna continue as far as that parking lot, it's gonna be.
I can't tell you that sitting here, I don't have plans with me.
Well, they've also agreed to fit the streetscape, so if they were required.
And they saved a couple of lines.
If they were required, you would.
Yeah, I mean, whatever the streetscape plan and walls were, I suspect you have to buy that.
No, they agreed to that in the last meeting.
Right, right.
Or reconstruct anything that's broken up.
I already have, yeah, I'm gonna go through my stuff on this, right?
The plan B, you're parking up, you tack those to the curb.
They're not gonna put. It'll be whatever the town's streetscape plan.
Mr. Buckler has been speaking with them directly on what they want to see. Right, Tom? Yeah, you're gonna have to come up if you're gonna.
Right. You remain under oath, this is Mr. Bonfiglio.
He's sworn to, he's even saying that.
Yeah, I'm speaking to the same guy that the company that did the street. And Joe Blue said he saved enough painters for me to continue that boardwalk back to the, and they said, two or three ramps. So, make some of your house.
Very good.
So they agree?
No.
Thank you.
I have just a few, I don't know if you're done.
Yeah, Harry, I just, one last thing, just so we're clear. There was some debate discussion going on as to whether or not the games were accessory and customary incidental to the business. We talked about the cornhole game.
Right.
Well, the bocce's gone, so that's not true. So I think in the termination of what the board considers, we would ask you to consider that the cornhole games are incidental to the business. And I just read some language out of the case, Charlie Brown of Chatham versus Board of Adjustment. In that case, it's kind of interesting because it was a restaurant case. But in that case, the restaurateur was looking to have apartments upstairs for his health. And when you said accessory, it's incidental, the court said, no, it's not. But what the court said was this. The court pointed out that the word incidental means that the use must be one which is subordinate and of minor significance. So let's just break that down. I mean, is the cornhole games subordinate? You know, minor significance. I mean, it's for people who are basically waiting for tables, have something to do. Not dissimilar maybe to the inside of a establishment that has a billiard or some other type of game. And it's really not a major part of the whole operation here. It's obviously subordinate. And the other thing is, does it bear a reasonable relationship to the primary use? It must be one that relates to business and trade, profession in general, and not specifically to the use, which is particular to the applicant. And that's what happened to Charlie Brown. He came in and argued a lot for employees upstairs in rooms. So here, it's really something which is being utilized by the patrons as part of our business. Especially with children sitting around before table, sometimes the people have things to do. Kills a little time. So I would like the board to consider that as an accessory.
I think I have.
All right, here's what I got.
Did you mention about closing at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, hang on. Yeah. Let me run through them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did do that.
Okay.
I have no service in the rear beyond the patio dining area. That you're going to put acoustic material along the fence line with Nautilus?
I think there was some plan for there. But it was not the entire length.
Just the Nautilus portion.
Well, I want to be clear on this. Steve, what do you got? It's so clear.
That was around the patio.
In the back, not... Yeah.
Around the dining area behind the building, that new walkway, and the outside of the walkway had it.
And what's that?
Look, not first of all, was it on the fence?
Yes.
Now it's only on the canopy itself. North side of the canopy.
So there's nothing along that existing wall in the rear portion back there, yeah.
So
what was originally supposed to be along that fence line?
Well, before we had designed this canopy drop down,
right.
I think there's a little piece right here. It's not the whole length.
It's the stockade fence and the buffer there.
Okay.
So we took it off the fence, we put
it
closer to the noise.
Okay, so the noise dampening materials you have are around your outdoor enclosure of the outdoor patio dining area.
Yeah.
Okay, and that I think the testimony you provided, the specs on those things that you gave to the board that showed that it would dampen the noise and improve that. Did have you're increasing the landscaping along the north, but that's on your plan, all those palm trees, etc. I already mentioned the lot 5 in common ownership with lot 4. They can't be sold separately as long as the use of lot 4 relies on the parking for lot 5. The parking is accessory to Tommy's, but it'll only be used by Tommy's and their successors. Again, if you lose the parking for lot 5, then you have to come back and revisit the extension for the banquet area because you're increasing the occupancy for the second floor. Banquets only for the second floor, no nightclub use. The sign on the north side is, I don't know why I have it, light logo gooseneck. Okay. You're going to add bike racks, I think, was one of the things. Is that still?
I don't know.
You already have them.
I don't know if they did. That was their first meeting they existed. Okay, so again, the bike racks are just going to be part of the streetscape? Okay. If required by streetscape. Okay. No leagues for your cornhole, no tournaments or anything along the lines. You had a said that you're limiting the occupancy of the rear yard area to 79. Any damage, disruption to borough sidewalks, curbing, plantings, lighting, fixtures, furniture will be restored to fully conform with the borough streetscape plan. You'll install light poles as provided by the borough for the streetscape plan. The painted island on the south side of Old Robson Road will mimic the shape. Never mimic the shape is same as the curved island on the northeast side, if that's implied, because that's plan A or alternative A. Okay. Right. So I had originally 135 spaces were required and zero were provided. So that was your original variance. The new addition for the second floor would require 53 spaces, whereas 29 are provided under Plan A and 31 under Plan B.
The 53 would be for the second floor and the rear yard.
Right.
Combined.
Okay. The bump out for, I think Marty went over that variance for the bump out is 25 required, 23.19. The side variance, the side yards, combined side yards, he went over. In their testimony that they gave to you for the parking lot, they're eliminating the non-conforming use, which was the gas station. The lot coverage is being reduced to 72%. Under Plan A, but whatever it was, 92 point something under Plan B, and I think it's at 90 exist previously. They're providing more on-street, off-street parking, sorry, than they ever had. modern LED lighting will provide less glare. They're going to superimpose the street lighting with the parking lot lighting to see if they can eliminate or lessen the light in the parking lot. So that's still on to the satisfaction of the board engineer. Parking lot lights will go off after closing. Is that a so? I know.
Parking lot lights out after closing. Are they going
to be LEDs? Should we say maybe an hour after closing because you have employees that have to clean up?
They're going to be LEDs. You can dim LEDs so we can shut them down or dim them down to just so the police can see. You know.
Okay, dimmed. I'm going to say dimmed after closing.
Don't want it spilling over into all this.
Right. But I don't want, if there's employees that have to leave, I don't want it to be dark or more people. Okay. Okay. And I.
And Harry, you may want to talk about the trash. You say anything about that trash and smell spray system?
Yeah, well, I think that the trash enclosure, the system that they presented with the misting and the, all that is
ventilation.
Ventilation that they've got. Yeah, they can't deviate from that.
They had a great refrigerator. Misting didn't work.
Yeah, the Board of Health cites us and says that the smell is problematic. We have the ability to put a window air conditioner.
Okay. I'll add that. I also have, remove the bocce court. We've already gone over. The clock has to be the Burden, the IRDEN manufacturer in black.
With gold accents.
That's how it comes.
Carrie, yes. When measuring of the size of the existing outdoor dining at the front is not to extend more northward from where it is now.
Right. Okay. Just from
harder than ever to do that with the two-way street there.
Carrie, if we just note for the resolution purposes, I missed this on the about. There was a condition prior resolution about not having dining upstairs, retail dining.
Yes.
So, see, private parties, it's not open for retail.
That's what I said. It's banquets only, no public, no nightclub, and no public dining. Does that cover it? Okay. Okay, and they'll comply with whatever the requirements of the streetscape plan are. Dave, Hoder, anything else?
I just looked through my notes. And
okay, thank you.
Carrie, I have two concerns,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how they can be addressed. But one is that they have an agreement with Nautilus that they will negotiate in good faith, but once they have approval, if they get approval, they can kind of put them in the driver's seat. So I'm not comfortable with the fact that there isn't a final agreement with Nautilus.
We can't, I agree, but that's not our domain. And Nautilus's attorney has indicated they can, if they back out or renege, Nautilus is going to sue them for their whatever.
They have withdrawn their objection.
I mean, if they had said to us, similarly, if you recall with the Mad Hatter, when Jeff Gale's client said, you know, we withdraw our objection provided they do A, B, and C.
Right.
Okay. We would incorporate that into our resolution that we want A, B, and C, assuming you wanted it. You don't have to agree with what they want. The only thing that Nautilus has indicated and that they've indicated was the elimination of the BOTU. They've already said the close after 10 o'clock, you know, nothing beyond the gate. Beyond that, I don't think we can make a condition because, you know, we don't even know what their terms are. And right.
But I think a lot of their terms, we've already made conditions.
Yeah, I mean, right, pretty much.
So there was a lot of things that we did in the course of the year in terms of closing the rear patio area. It's not a continual issue. Trash enclosure area. A lot of this was done.
I mean, I guess you could say, you know, Steve, to your concern and maybe the board's concern is that, you know, to the extent that they can get approval from all the other entities, that in the event the ingress is required for that left-hand turn from Nautilus, that they'll provide it, assuming they can get the approval by county DOT.
But
I think you can put that in.
That brings the second concern.
I would suggest that you're agreeing to that up front. Am I wrong?
Yes.
And that on up front and on the record, right? According to the conditions.
I explained what the conditions were.
Right.
Early on, we'll provide for an easement. This is a private,
I got it.
This is a private agreement. They've decided to settle the case. Okay, they have a lawyer, but you're advocating for it. You advocated very well. Case has been settled. Okay, we're seeking approval from this board now. Okay, we will deal with it all this in the terms of our settlement. I've explained some of the parameters of the settlement this evening as to what would be provided to Nautilus in the event X, Y, and Z occurred. And that's our settlement, okay? So I don't really think anything other than what I said here tonight is any condition of an approval, okay? They have representation.
Here's the, and Steve, I think that the, why I think you shouldn't be as concerned, although I get where you come from, is because if Nautilus can't make that left turn into Remsen Road, they can't make the left turn into their own parking lot, and they need it just as bad.
No, I understand their motivation for
it. But I mean, so that's why it's going to happen.
No, once they have your approval, they get
it. Right. But you're only approving, wait a minute. Yeah, but you're only approving your plan B, or their proposed plan B, includes ingress for Nautilus. So if they go to plan B, which would allow them to go make a left turn into their parking lot, Nautilus has to be able to make it. So I think you're covered because of that. That's,
there,
you know.
There are certain things that have to happen before Nautilus is entitled to the reason.
Correct.
Okay. If it doesn't happen, they're not entitled to the reason because they won't need it.
Right. But if you need to go to plan B, then those underlying conditions have arisen. So
there's a lot of other things in common with myself, which I haven't
gotcha.
Even discussed.
Understood.
And a lot of the things that are part of it was discussed 3 or 4 months ago before the board. And we
right.
summarized a lot of things here. So I think the board's acting appropriately.
No, I know. I was thinking aloud too, because you're really, the board is just looking at this.
You're saying you currently have a settlement agreement, and if you get the approval, it's your intent to honor that agreement?
Steve, we.
It's not, it's Steve, not formal.
It's not our job here.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I think have an agreement, but they have to honor.
Everybody's intentions, it's good to know, and it's nice to see the neighbors getting along a little bit.
I mean, well, yeah, but you see, my concern was not the parking, egress, of any of that nonsense they're talking about, because this is going to be a disaster anyway. But my concern was the quality of life of the people living in that building and the effect it's going to have of use of the backyard and the carrying on. If there's something within that agreement that's satisfied that they're going to not be...
Well, they're satisfied.
But they're satisfied, so they withdrew.
But my concern is the effect that backyard is going to have on the quality of life of people around them.
Right, but Nautilus is satisfied.
And I'm going to change my decision based on you say you have a settlement.
No, it's based on Nautilus saying they're satisfied.
So
it's not. It's not.
What Steve's saying is that once they get the approval, they'll just do whatever they want.
No, they can't do that.
It's enforceable.
Yeah, it's enforceable.
They are satisfied with this plan.
All you know, Steve, what's presented to you and everyone for is that.
It's a long process. It's hard to get over this thing, you know?
No, it is.
Don't make it sound like it's all over.
Marty, and there's new stuff. There's new stuff that came tonight. More stuff. So you're right. I totally get it. You're just being presented with Plan B or whatever we want to call it. So I think it's a different story. But for our purposes, Nautilus has said we're happy. We're not objecting to this application. As presented to you with A and B, we don't object. So you've got to accept that. Whether you don't, I know we like to know what's in it, but we don't have to. I know we would, but you know, it you know.
Sorry, Nautilus has reached an agreement with the neighbors on the other side. I've heard all kinds of complaints from them on Peninsula Avenue. There, it's the same thing. The public urination, the noise.
But they haven't come here. I mean, what's before you is what you've got.
Well, they have been here, but.
Yeah, but I mean, you've got it right. If they've been here, I don't, maybe you didn't write them down.
Yes.
You wrote them down.
They're happy today. I want them to be happy tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to take into.
Yes, I mean, there's other establishments in town that have drinking establishments too, so. And maybe they have some patrons that are a little bit along too.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Well. Let's try and stick to the plan here. Let's not get off track. Let's.
No, I'd rather be on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and it's true.
It seems as though there's already been some.
I think what they put forward that they've stipulated to in terms of the sound dampening and all that, you know, you, to the extent that you can, you know, because the different thing, I think what's difficult for this board and what it's tough for you to look at is to separate the original and this application, because really all they're looking for on this one is to use the banquet room and that rear yard, admittedly. So, you know, the sins of the past you're looking at too, but you know, they have put in place a number of, you know, protections, which, you know, you're right. You know,
also, bathrooms upstairs.
Right. Well, that will be a help.
I mean, there's a lot of self-imposed conditions here, Mr. Knott. No, the time limits is obviously enormous for both the Nautilus and for our clients, obviously. Would you like to stay open the back door for this?
Sure.
Why not? But you're not looking to make the rear yard a destination. And as you well know, there's different elements of patrons that come out later in the evening. Mm-hmm. And we're not looking for that post 10 o'clock rear yard situation where at that time of day, night, there's a younger crowd.
Yes.
And so we're self-disciplining ourselves by closing it off, by sound attenuation, by no music in fact, no bands. Mm-hmm. When you look at what he's done, you know.
The applicant has a lot of features. Trying to
and
well, we're gonna do our best to continue to be the neighbors. That's why I think this is the start. I think this is a good start. Yeah. We've settled our case, we've resolved our differences, which is good for neighbors to do. We're helping them out, they're helping us out, and we're trying to work together.
I drive by right now. The congestion is a great deal of traffic, great deal of congestion, and this is not making it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're not necessarily adding dining seats.
You're my kind of
It's you got to remember too. It's a Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
We all live at the street, okay? You know what it is 9 months out of the year. You know what it is for next year. It's a seasonal thing. We're trying to curb the seasonal impact for neighbors. September through May. Well, this weekend on the street. Mm-hmm. there's no utilization of it.
No, but even September through May, there's a great deal of traffic.
Yeah, but traffic, we don't. You know, it's a permitted use. You want restaurants to come, you're not going to. Or else the restaurants aren't going to survive.
Any other board members? John, you have questions about it or statement or?
I think that you've done everything that they've asked. Try to keep it going and keep the neighbors out.
I do too, and I'd like to please that there's an agreement and that they are happy with it.
Stephen, you have?
We should be happy with it.
Maybe some people are jealous of the ones over there.
The palm trees are actually a big factor. If you, what you already have, figuring out the distance, that it pushes back any population. So of that population of that area, plus the removal of the bocce, so it's really a double, if you will. There'll be attenuation by virtue of whatever was on buffering, as mentioned. And the absence of the bocce, really, I can see how that would be viewed very favorably by the Nautilus and the entrance of kids that way. It is a site, let's make it, we all know, it's a site of Nautilus. Water, they really, it's a conductor. What, there's just nothing we can do about that. That discipline's not something. The town having traffic is a part of the town, part of having a, really a single land road through most of it. Part of a, you know, evolving community that's being streetscape and, you know, new construction. Just so there are a lot of moving parts, elevation, not really. And, you know, you're in flux, but in a positive direction, I think it's important for us all to embrace that. And it isn't always easy, but I think things will evolve. I think the bridge hopefully will be done in concert with other planning, that's critical. So I'm very appreciative of the hard work and adjustments. I'm making some kind of adjustments that the owner is today. So that's my position.
And the whole design fits in well with the landscape, with the streetscape, I think.
Yes.
Especially that.
Already threw that in.
Before we go too much further, we need to open to the public. And I know Mr. Kazarowski has a closing statement, and I don't know if there's anybody else in the public that cares to be heard, but what, Mr. Kazarowski, is there anyone in the public besides Mr. Kazarowski? Mr. Kazarowski? Thank you.
I was not present when this matter was approved by 2015. Got involved when that first approval was demanded. Of course, at that particular time, there was a agreement with regard to the use of the property, particularly in the backyard area. Before I get into that, I thought that one of the most significant aspects of this application, which I think the board is well aware of, is this issue with regard to the parking. My friend Mr. Graham speak about how the applicant is going to use good faith effort to resolve the parking problem by filing this additional lot number 5 at great expense of putting parking in there. But the reality is, by inquiring about parking, because he is seeking to open up the backyard as well as the upstairs, he's really increased the parking deficiency. Whether we use 29 spaces or 31 spaces, there initially was a 135 space deficit requirement. If in fact the board approves this amended application, it's not going to decrease the parking deficit, it's going to simply increase it to somewhere around 162. So whether we use 160, 162, 163, the fact of the matter is that rather than being diminished, parking deficiency increased. We then get to this issue of the approvals. My understanding is that in March of 2015, this application was first approved. And when it was approved, there were a series of conditions that were placed upon the property, particularly with regard to the use of that area. Secondly, there was an amended approval in 2016, and once again, all of those conditions that were imposed in the first approval back in earlier year, they were reimposed. So my argument to you is that you got it right the first time. You got it right the second time. And we all know what happened after the initial approval. The applicant paid absolutely no heed to the conditions that were placed upon him. And my understanding is that everyone in that surrounding area complained about it. Whether it was the adjacent property owner, whether it was those property owners on the opposite side of the river, the people in the backyard area, the music playing, the games being played, they were all objected to. I appreciate the fact that the applicant has entered into an agreement with Nautilus, but coming to an agreement with Nautilus doesn't resolve the issue of what your duties are with regard to ensure that the applicant complies with the mandates of the municipal land use law. You still have a real stake because this isn't an application that just simply affects a property owner. But this is a matter of quality of life for your community. And you, in your wisdom, so what? In the first few times that this matter was before you, to place the very strict conditions upon the use of that backyard area. And I can just say once. In the first approval, and also incorporated to the second approval, there shall be no outdoor entertainment. This includes no outdoor seating, gathering areas, tables, or any other outdoor use. This new application just flies in the face of it. And I heard some offhand comments by board members saying there's jealousy, there's this, there's that. That's absolutely ridiculous. We all know what happened when the applicant not adhere to the dictates of the first resolution of approval. It was a nightmare. The applicant came before you and spent much of his time apologizing for what happened after his non-adherence to the approval of the first application. Now he's asking you to accept his credibility to say, well, I'm going to control it. I mean, he comes out with the position now, well, we're not going to have a bunch of rules, but we'll have the court things. How is the protocol change in outdoor area when you specifically prohibited such activity? How is that a good faith application? How is the increasing of that backyard area good for the community as a whole with regard to this outdoor use and whatever else it may be? How is it conceivable that if at 10 p.m. in the evening and there were 80 people out there drinking and having a good time, someone's going to blow a whistle? So they're going to all come into what are they going to come into? The restaurant at that time is filled either with capacity or new capacity. How are you going to fit those 80 people back into the restaurant? It's just an impossible. I would submit to you, and I'm not going to go into a long diatribe on this, is that you in your wisdom on two occasions sought to impose specific conditions. There was absolutely nothing unreasonable about those convictions. The applicant has enjoyed great success in his site, and I commend him for that. He's a lovely restaurant. Much of that is attributable to your community as well. It's become a destination community for dining or whatever else you may do. That's fine. There's absolutely no need at this particular time to increase that. If, in fact, the upstairs is to be utilize that obviously has no impact upon the surrounding neighbors except with regard to the issue of parking. But he specifically said to you when he first came before you, I'm not going to use the upstairs. I'm going to use it solely storage and for offices. Now he wants to have a banquet facility, which is going to have a greater impact upon the parking efficiency. In addition to that, after you specifically found, after you had all the evidence on two occasions, that the backyard area cannot be used, come back before you again, it'll bring you right back to the main area you had in the first year of operation. I thank you for your attention. Those are my comments.
Thank you.
If I might just like a comment.
Mr. McGann.
We all know the history, but you have to remember one thing.
last summer came, Mr. Bonfiglio restricted that rear yard. He had personnel lined up at the end of the dining area rear, did not let anyone in the backyard for a certain period of time. And we had not one complaint, okay, in reference to that procedure. It was self-policing that he performed last summer. And you well know there's a marked difference between the first summer when he opened and what occurred last summer, because he now knew his business. And he admitted that when he first opened, he was rushed with people. He never anticipated volume. And obviously, it was a learning experience for him as well. But he learned what he did. He took appropriate measures in that regard, so it wouldn't be a problem last summer. And he did that on his own volition, at his own cost and expense, by lining up personnel and telling people they cannot go back there. So I think that shows his willingness to cooperate with the borough, his willingness to work with neighbors as best as he can in the circumstances. And this is either a further chance of his willingness to show faith with his neighbors and wish to the borough in terms of your conditions. Thank you for your time and attention. It's very long. It's been very difficult. We worked very hard.
It's
probably one of the hardest applications I've had in a long time trying to work with not only the board, but it was difficult, but you required us to do a lot of things, and also the neighbors. But at the end of the day, the room is empty. You have a settlement. We have one objector left who lives in Rumson, who I don't think has been at one meeting, but he does send his counsel. Okay? And we look forward to moving forward with this application. And thank you for it.
Thank you. Was there anyone else in the public that had a statement?
Well, I think we should bifurcated by way of the use variance for lot 5, use variance and site plan approval for lot 5. Lot 5 is the parking. Obviously, as we've indicated, because of the fact that it's not in common ownership, you know, for the same entity, it gives rise to the use variance. That, you know, because of the environmental conditions, if they own it, in the same name, it would still require other variances, mind you, but not the use variance. So it does require the use variance. You've heard their planner's testimony, you've heard all the testimony they put forth. I won't reiterate it again. Went through all the other stipulations. Their position is that, it's a use variance, a technical use variance in name only because of that strange ownership scenario. Our stipulation is that it would only be used for parking for Tommy's, that lot would remain in common ownership. Same. If the entities I'm talking about, not the same owner, but with the owner of lot 4, neither can be sold separately as long as the use of lot 4 is dependent upon parking on lot 5. It requires additional variances for parking in the front yard, all the other side setbacks that we talked about. The lot coverage under plan A is 72.5, plan B, I think, is 94, and the existing was 96.2. That's it for really lot 5. So I think you should look at that first. They presented both alternative A and B. They want to proceed immediately with A. And you could approve B subject to the approval of the county, the DOT, and it really is dependent upon what happens with the bridge, whether or not plan B or alternate B needs to come into full force and effect. Ron, you had?
I don't think we argued in the case of anything possibly bifurcated.
Well, maybe not bifurcated. I think you need to vote on the use variance first, put it that way. Yeah, I think for the voting purposes, you need to vote on the use variance. On lot 5?
You can
I think you can.
You can vote site plan separately if you like because it's a different.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll go use variance only then for lot 5. Yeah, that's fine. Use variance only for lot 5 with those that we've already discussed.
Any discussion from the board on that or the motion?
Yeah, I'll do that next in the site plan aspect of it. This will just be, would you permit parking on that lot?
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
No.
Steve?
Is that a motion, Dave?
I'll make a motion.
For the use variance to permit parking on lot 5.
Second.
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Cashmore?
Yeah.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCio?
Yeah.
Schwartz? Not? Smith?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, your next is the site, amended site.
That would carry then. Five votes.
Yes, it does carry. There were six yay votes.
Six and one.
Right. The next is the amended site plan application. It's amended site plan for lot 4, which would include the second use of the second floor for banquets only, with all the stipulations that I've already read out, all the requirements and stipulations for the use of that rear portion of the property, including the closing the gates at 10, all the sound attenuation that they discuss and they put into evidence, includes a site plan to lot 5. Both lot 4 and lot 5 are all subject to complying with the streetscape plan. No, it's not easy to say. But for both lots, both the landscaping as well as the placements of the light fixtures, etc. We've read into the fact that any disturbance they have to fix. All those stipulations that I read just a few minutes ago, and Steve Cashmore added a couple that I forgot. I don't think there was anything else that was in there. You've heard
also the bulk variances and design waivers.
All the bulk variances, all the design waivers that we've just reviewed, all the stipulations that we've just reviewed, the conditions, it would be the releasing the two conditions of your prior approval, which are the bollards in the rear, because there's no parking anymore in the rear. And the trash enclosure is really moot now that you're moving it over to the new location. And as to that trash enclosure, I think both Dave and Steve added that, you know, they've got to comply with all those systems that they testified to, including misting, the odor, and that if there are complaints about it and the Board of Health comes out, then they'll install the air conditioning also.
And the second floor utilization.
I said, yeah, second floor utilization, banquet only, no nightclub use, no public dining use. And that the bathrooms on the second floor are available to the public from the first floor.
Discussion, board members?
Discussion on this?
A motion?
I know you didn't discuss it before.
Definitely no alcohol service.
Correct. There's no, right, no service beyond the dining area of any kind, food or alcohol, no service back there.
And it closes at 10.
Closes at 10, right.
I'm happy to make this motion.
Okay, awesome.
That's a motion to approve?
Yes.
The site plan with all the conditions?
With the conditions.
That's as discussed with, and all the variances, waivers as delineated by Mr. McGann and I on the record.
Roll call, please.
Cashmore?
Might be agreeing with Nautilus on what we have.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
DiGiulio?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCio?
I'll go last.
you automatically went last just by saying that.
You're skipping him.
Oh, it does.
Go ahead and skip him.
I skip him. Okay.
Schwartz. Casual.
Schwartz.
Yeah.
Not.
I still feel this is just too much. Twice Tommy's come before this board. Both times I've voted yes. But this time it's 10 pounds per potato to a 6 pound. My vote is no.
Smith?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeCio?
Yeah, 5 yeses.
So it doesn't matter what I said.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I just a comment on, I appreciate everything he's done. I like every part of the application except for the use of the backyard, but I think by restricting it to 10 o'clock, that might resolve the problem that I have
in doubt, so. Ami, yes.
I hope I don't regret this.
Yeah, he's a tough vote to get. He's a good guy to have on the board.
I have so many.
He cares about the town.
I don't know how many people are complaining about things going on. Exactly. It's hard to make
you. Let me say this. You make me work very hard to get a positive vote.
I think that.
Thank you, Mr. McGann. You did a great job, as did everybody else, and the people of Nautilus played a great role.
We will try and work out a settlement. We don't have anything.
Correct. Right. That's correct. It's a tentative. Right.
Thank you all so much. Is there any other business before the board this evening?
Finally, it's over.
If not, do we have a motion to adjourn? Meeting adjourned.
What's this?